Welcome. We're excited today to kick off season two of the Alfi Finance Next Gen podcast. With the gears shifting ever so slightly this time around, throughout this season, we'll bring together two next geners to exchange on topics that respond to Luxembourg's fund industry needs. We're inviting our guests to debate, react, even respectfully disagree with each other on their positions on these topics. For this first episode, we'll be discussing one of the challenges Luxembourg is facing, which is talent attraction. I'm your host and independent journalist, Natalie Gerritsen, and I'm joined today by two next geners, an associate in investment funds at Linklaters, Ms. Stephanie Chilumba. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
And securities valuation officer at State Street, Mr. Barry McKenna.
Hi.
Welcome. So warm welcome, both of you being brave enough to take on this first episode of this new series. So thank you for being here today. We're going to start with a brief introduction, if you don't mind. So I'd like to know a little bit more about your own background, Stephanie. We'll start with you.
Great. Thank you for having us today. So my name is Stephanie Chilumba. I'm an associate at Linklaters in the investment fund team. I've been with them for 4 years, more or less. And before that, I worked for two other big fours in Luxembourg. So I started my career in Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. I think I've been here for a grand total of 7 years. Yeah, so this is going fast. Mm-hmm. Before that, I grew up in Brussels. So it's a bit different from Luxembourg, but it's not so far. But I was born in Congo, so I've been a bit everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. And how about you, Barry?
Yeah, so I'll just echo the thanks from Stephanie as well for inviting us down to take part today. So, yeah, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm originally from Ireland. I started my career with State Street and the Security Valuation Oversight Team in 2017. I got the opportunity then in January of 2020 to transfer to the Luxembourg Oversight Team. Little did I know, though, after accepting that opportunity, the COVID-19 pandemic would hit a couple of weeks after. So that was quite challenging. In June 2020, then I finally got the chance to move over. So mid restrictions, had to drive from Ireland to Luxembourg to start my career here. So I'm with the valuations team in State Street now for 4 years now, coming up on 5 years in Luxembourg. Definitely a challenge professionally and personally, getting used to moving to Luxembourg in a new environment. But it's definitely one that I'm thankful that I took the risk to take.
Okay, great. It's fun because we have quite an international, diverse team here today. So it'll be really interesting to hear your perspectives on the topic. So thank you. So we're going to jump right in. Do you think there are fewer young professionals who see finance as an attractive field? And if so, why? I'd like to start with you, Stephanie.
Well, that's an interesting question. I think what Barry said was COVID changed everything. So when you start working and let's say you are a young professional and you never worked before and you had only COVID, it's very different to start working and have to face the long hours, the challenging environment, face fast-paced, maybe stressful. So I think that's a big change. When you are a young professional who knew both, so it may have been the opportunity for you to reconsider and say, oh, maybe I want something different, or maybe you want to explore your artistic side. So I think it's really COVID that changed a lot of things. Now, as to why it's not, it's no longer, I would say, the top career, I couldn't tell, because I think it very much depends on each and everyone. But I think COVID played a huge, huge role in that. And then you put everything in perspective. But we still have a lot of people in the market. So I don't know for you, Barry, but I feel like it's still quite crowded.
Hmm. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, so with the social media side of things, technology, and people are choosing careers that they see they can align to their values, what they hold, whereas they might not necessarily be able to tie them back to the finance industry, where it's seen as the rigid corporate job that our parents would have seen as this is the correct career path to go on. This is how you measure your success. Mm-hmm. Whereas now that value, I don't feel is held to the same esteem.
Okay, well put. Thank you.
Can I add to what he just said?
Of course, yeah.
So I think it's very interesting what you said about social media, because I do have younger sisters who are younger than me, even younger. So I do see the difference between me and them, even if you're not, I think we're still part of the same generation, but they also do value freedom. I would say it's a huge part. Mm-hmm. Where we have a corporate job or having finance job, it's a bit more constraining. Mm-hmm. And I do see that taking part a lot in the conversation as to, they also want to live and work, but not just having major part of your life being work.
they not live to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No, well put. Interesting. Let's discuss Luxembourg as a financial hub and how it compares to other locations like Dublin or Paris, Brussels maybe. Just to use a few examples. What do you see as the challenges for Luxembourg? And Barry, maybe I start with you.
Yeah, for me, I think, so when I moved to Luxembourg, I'd never been to Luxembourg before. I really had no idea what to expect. But when I say to people now, when I go back home, the perception of Luxembourg, I think, is Luxembourg's biggest challenge. Like you often hear in the expat community here in Luxembourg, is that it's this hidden gem, but a hidden gem to its own detriment, whereas it should be celebrated. As we go back, we speak so highly of how we feel about Luxembourg, the challenges we have here that, say, you face, and you're going to face them in London, in Paris, or in Dublin, say, with housing issues. But I think this hidden gem part is the bit that everyone seems to skip over, is this is like, it's for us to keep it here. But I think that's the perception of Luxembourg, is it's small, it's just full of banks. There's no life outside of the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, which I think is completely wrong. And I think that's the biggest challenge for Luxembourg, is how you change people's perception of being here. So we're here, we get to experience it, we understand what it's like. When people back home, they just have this image in their head, whereas you have the other financial hub of your London, Paris. You have an idea of, you see these in movies, all sorts of things. You have an idea of how these lives work. What you're going to expect, Luxembourg, you don't really know until you get here. So I think the perception of Luxembourg versus your financial hubs is probably the biggest challenge that it faces.
Okay, thanks.
And I agree with what you're saying. I think it's also linked to maybe that people coming to Luxembourg have to move away from their families, where maybe the bigger financial hubs such as, I don't know, New York or London, people still live in the US or still in the UK. So what I would say is that when I see people coming to live in Luxembourg, I see them as also going back a lot on the weekends. And I was doing that as well when I first started. But then you have to actually stick around to discover and have this hidden gem part, where you just discover that there is a lot of things to do in Luxembourg. It's not just indeed, there is a lot of banks, that's true. But it's not just that, it's also a cultural aspect. They also, I don't know, you can have friends here. So it's just the fact that you have to actually stay and discover Luxembourg and not just go home every weekend. And I think this was one of the challenges, I would say, that I have observed.
So to the extent you'd like to discuss this, did either of you consider going to a different financial hub other than Luxembourg before you decided to start here or continue your career here?
So personally, I can say no. Until I got the opportunity to move to Luxembourg, I didn't envision a life of outside of, say, Ireland, outside of working in Dublin. So that was an opportunity that came around. I was ready for a new challenge. I discussed this with my management team in State Street, but I wasn't sure what that challenge was or how far of a risk I wanted to take. And when they offered the opportunity to move to Luxembourg, I was ready to take that step, that challenge. I didn't see it too much of a risk. I've heard good that we had some friends already based in Luxembourg, so we already had some feedback relayed to us. But personally, no, before the opportunity came, I was set on moving to Luxembourg.
Okay. For me, yes, definitely. So, I mean, to me, for me, Luxembourg was a hazard. I didn't know how I ended up here. But at first, I wanted to go to the US and Canada. So, because I'm in low background, so I grew up with those series suits where you have corporate jobs. So for me, in my head, it was the US. But I went on holidays there and I felt like I couldn't really live there. And then one of my friends was from here. And then she told me about Luxembourg. So I was like, okay, why not? And also the way to get a job in Luxembourg is easier than in Brussels. So I was like, oh, I'm not even graduated and I already have job offers. So why not? Let's go and see. And I've been here ever since.
Interesting.
It was really like, I didn't plan on it at all. It was just try, apply and see what happens. And you just get way more offers, that they are way more open to young professionals. And I just figured, why not? It's not so far from where I'm from. And I have friends already there. So that's also a huge, huge help, because I didn't completely change scenery. I already had friends from Brussels in Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. So it was easier for me to move and then didn't feel completely lost, because I already had ground. But then it's a matter of making friends, staying here, developing your network and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Thank you. Now that you're both based in Luxembourg, if you had to pitch the country to a young professional, what would you say? Stephanie, let's
see. So that question is quite hard for me, I would say, because I'm from Brussels. So on the after work life, I would say, I cannot say that Luxembourg is better than Brussels. This, I mean, on my personal views, but it's very, like, I like it about the work. Like I said, it's very easy to get, I mean, not easy, but it's easier to have jobs here. You have way more opportunity, I feel like, from other ones. I only know Brussels. So you have way more opportunities. It's also very, very diverse background. So you meet people from everywhere here, and you don't really have to travel far to do so. It also feels very safe, to be honest, to be in Luxembourg, and the tram is free. I mean public transportation being free, it's a huge add. And even when I go back to Brussels, I have to pay for the transportation. I'm just all terrible. How? Yeah, it's just I think it's a huge plus, and also it allows you to move around without having to think about, oh, I need to be very close to the office, because otherwise I will have to pay extra on, if not housing, on transportation. So I think it helps, and it broadens the perspective for Luxembourg, because you can just go a bit further and say it's still affordable for me to move and to go to the work without having to think too much of it.
And now even to the airport with the train.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. And it's. I mean, to be able, since it's not that big, it's also very easy to go around. And it's nice. I mean, to live here is very nice. It's calm. It's you can enjoy. It's safe. You don't have to think about. I don't know. I feel it's very safe. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you're from, I feel it's very safe.
What would your pitch about Luxembourg be?
Yeah. So I think Luxembourg, I think, offers the same exciting opportunities as your other financial hubs do, but it's more of a laid-back atmosphere. I don't feel it's that competitive, cutthroat. I think it's kind of a more laid-back atmosphere, so you still get the city living kind of life, but it's kind of a small town type of feel, which I think is probably a unique selling point of Luxembourg. It's just part of it that I enjoy. I think it'd be foolish to say, if you're pitching Luxembourg and you don't mention the competitive salary rates that are also,
of course,
that are also on offer. So coming from Ireland, it's a significant increase. And then in turn, it offers the higher standard of living. So if I compare it to back to where I came from, the salary I was on, I wouldn't be able to afford housing or to live that lifestyle in Dublin that I've offered here in Luxembourg. So I think it'd be very foolish to pass over the salaries.
I agree on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do feel like also the salary is match the way of living, because also restaurants are more expensive than elsewhere. But it is indeed a huge bonus. Mm-hmm.
And then they've also introduced the tax for the young employees on the bonus that I think came into effect from January of this year. So that's obviously showing the direction Luxembourg is heading in trying to attract more talent here, keep the market, to get the market up to the standard that they want, and keep improving moving forward. So I think it shows the direction the country is heading, that it's not being stagnant, happy with what it has. So there is that drive there that you can still succeed, and there is the opportunities, the government, the markets are moving in the direction to keep young people coming in and trying to attract that talent.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Have you seen any interesting examples of firms that are innovating and in how they're attracting or retaining their employees, and either of you? Maybe Barry, you can start.
Yeah, so I think it's been disappointing actually seeing this since COVID, with some of the bigger companies taking a U-turn on the hybrid models, which I think is definitely going to be a disadvantage. I think we've all got used to now that hybrid model. So I think companies still sticking by that hybrid model and trusting that the work still gets done, I think they're still going to hold an advantage over the companies that have U-turned to the full work from office regime. So I think when it comes to attracting talent, I think that's going to be the foremost for, as you mentioned on the first point, that it's that traditional rigid. We moved from, say, the traditional rigid atmosphere of the finance sector during COVID. We had the work from home models, and now we're shifting. We got used to the hybrid, and now they're going back to the traditional setup. So I just feel like the dynamic approach just isn't correct for attracting the younger professionals, because we want to keep with the hybrid model. So I think that's definitely going to be a disadvantage. But when it comes to retaining, so I can obviously speak to what I've seen within my own company with State Street. So I feel there's a lot of focus now on the employees driving their career progression, their path. So the focus is on us now having these conversations with our manager. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. And that support is now there too. So I think that definitely helps in retaining talent. It's not a case of you go into your job and then that it's over and done with. There's this focus on what do you want to do? How can we help you achieve where you want to get to? And in turn, obviously, meeting the company goals. So I think that's definitely a big factor in it. So you have the opportunities with job mobility, rotation, you get to see different aspects of the business. So I think that definitely helps with the retaining talent.
I know, I agree with what you said. I think also flexibility, it's pretty much the same. Flexibility plays a huge role in retaining talent, at least, because, again, the world has changed since COVID, so we cannot just pretend that we should go back to how it was before. And flexibility helps so that employees can still feel implicated, involved in the work, but still having their own life and say, okay, maybe, I don't know, I need to leave early because I need to get my kids or if they have kids. But at least it's flexible. So that on that one, I completely agree. And also the fact that they feel more seen in a way. Mm. Like Barry said, the career is into your hand and you can actually seek and get help. And also, I think there, at least in my firm, there is also a huge focus on mental health. Mm. So that you are always, whenever you feel some type of way, you can always speak to someone and there is no, I would say, bad view. It will not affect your career badly because you just speak about it, you own it, and you're just acknowledged as being an individual. Yes, you work, but you also have feelings and you can also go through some type of things. So I think that helps because then you are more involved in the work because you feel like you are being supported mm-hmm. in all aspects, that professional, personal, and I think it also helps to keep people, retain people within the company.
It's good to hear these case studies, these concrete initiatives that they're doing within your own organization. So,
especially the communication side of it as well seems like it's a lot more open now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more two-way conversations. Your senior management, they seem to be a lot more proactive. They want you to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. They have that two-way engagement where you can discuss mm-hmm. any issues with them. They're open to hear any ideas you have, and you do feel that those opinions are being taken back and being listened to. So it's not a case of it's coming from top down. There is that two-way conversation, I feel, now is starting to take some precedent, which is a nice change.
Good to know. Thank you. So let's just imagine that you were in charge of fixing things that might need fixing, and you can set all the money out of this question, and we're going to think very freely now. And where would you start if you could come up maybe with just one concrete action to improve talent attraction for the country? Barry.
Okay, so difficult question. I've had quite an easy transition to Luxembourg. So, but I would look at it as we need to start selling Luxembourg instead of, say, the financial sector. It's kind of, they're both going to feed each other. So Luxembourg needs to be seen as a place to be. So it's not create jobs, people will come, but let's make Luxembourg a place people can make it their home, mm-hmm. feel that this is where they want to be, this is where they want to, say, start their families, or this is where they want to build their career. And sometimes I feel Luxembourg can feel a bit like a bit of a recluse, maybe we're, say, 2 hours from Brussels. It's quicker to get to drive to Brussels than it is to take public transport from Luxembourg. Sometimes you can feel like we're cut off. We're in the heart of Europe, but the public transport, so your high-speed trains, so you got TGV to Paris, but weekends, they're not that, they're few and far between. They're quite expensive. So I do think that opportunity is where Luxembourg, people can see Luxembourg as a central hub. They can enjoy their work. They have their balance. Then the weekends, they can go off on trips. So I think sometimes that can be a bit of a hindrance, in the sense that we are so centrally located. But to try and get to some of our neighbouring cities, it can be a bit of a hassle. So I think making Luxembourg more convenient will then try and bring more people in, instead of focusing on, if we create more jobs in this sector, we'll bring more people in. But let's focus on Luxembourg, what we can do to improve Luxembourg, and then in turn promote the industry.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with what you're saying. I think we, just to add on that, I think we should also start selling other aspects of Luxembourg other than the financial sector, because I don't know about you, but when I still go on holiday on the other side of the world, you say I'm from Luxembourg and they're just like, where? And then you have to say, oh, you know, Paris, yeah, it's not so far. You know, Brussels, yeah, it's not so far. So I think we should also, yeah, completely agree with what you said. Just sell Luxembourg as something else than just the financial sector and that needs improvement, just to sell it other aspect maybe, so we can attract talent from different sectors, and then we can get more people than just bankers, investment fund, asset manager, and so on. So yeah, I think that, I don't know what should we do for that, but that should definitely be a way to start.
Okay, great. Thank you both. So it wraps up our first episode. Thank you both so much for being here today and taking part in this.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you.
First experience for me as well.
Oh, great. Great. Well, we're happy. And I hope Alfie's happy. So a big thank you to our listeners as well. As a gentle reminder, the Alfie Finance Next Gen podcast series is available on both the Alfie website at alfie.lu and on paperjam.lu. Alfie Next Gen Finance, connecting today's talent with tomorrow's investment fund leaders.